Well, I also greet everyone in the name of Jesus. It's been good to be here. You can turn to Matthew 10. We'll start with Matthew 10, verse 37 to 39. I've been blessed to be here. I'm not exactly sure how my message fits in with the rest, but I'll share what I have prepared here. So Matthew 10:37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. That is the verse that I want to look at more. So the next reference that we'll go to is Mark 8. So one comment on what we read, it talks about him that taketh not his cross. It's a choice. We hear often how that Jesus wasn't killed, but he gave his life. And that is the same way. When we talk about the cross, it's something that we give ourselves into it. The cross is the instrument of death, actually. When you think of it, the cross was talking about death, crucifixion. So if we are to take up the cross, it's a choice. Okay, Mark 8, 31 to 38. This is Jesus. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly. And Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, Get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and for the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Peter was trying to save the life of Jesus. And I think that fits in with the verses that we're going to look at, which is verse 35. It's basically the same verse as in the other scripture. Whosoever will save his life shall lose it. Whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. It's the same principle. What we see in Jesus as what we are called to. And we can be guilty of trying to save our life or a friend's life. Next we'll turn to Matthew 16:25. We'll read Matthew 16:21-26. And it's the same thing. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever shall save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? So it's basically the same, just a different gospel. One thing I wanted to point out is that not every kind of self-denial will bring life. But if what it's talking about here, it's talking about a denying of self and giving up, but out of it comes life. In all these verses, there's also a promise, whosoever will lose his life shall find it. I think there is lots of self-denial that doesn't bring life. And that But like I said, it promises life if it truly is, if we understand it properly. We'll keep on reading these verses. So Luke 9:24. And maybe I'll read this one in the New Living Translation. And I'll start at verse 21. Jesus warned his disciples not to tell anyone who he was. The Son of Man must suffer many terrible things, he said. He will be rejected by the elders, the leading priests, and the teachers of religious law. He will be killed, but on the third day he will be raised from the dead. Then he said to the crowd, If any of you wants to be my follower, you must turn from your selfish ways, take up your cross daily, and follow me. If you try to hang on your life, you will lose it. But if you give up your life for my sake, you will save it. So again, this is a teaching that is very, very common in the Gospels. We find it lots of times. The one word in this particular one was the word daily. So we can begin to understand it's not just talking about however long ago, 15 years or how many years ago you accepted Jesus. It's talking about a daily choice of death that produces life. I think I'll keep on my different references, then I'll try to summarize afterward some of my thoughts. So Luke 17:33. I'll read verse 32 and 33, two verses here. Remember Lot's wife. Whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. So Lot's wife, they had left their home because there was judgment coming on that town, and I think she found it hard to just walk away from all her treasures. But God had said, don't look back, and she looked back, and she turned into a pillar of salt. I actually didn't double-check that story, but here it just says, remember Lot's wife. She found it hard to give up her old life, and the next reference is Luke 14 that I have. Luke 14, verse 26. And the verse we just read, what I had marked in my notes here was, don't lust after the pleasure of our flesh. Okay, Luke 14:26. Same words. If any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sisters, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whosoever doth bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, sitteth not down first and counteth the cost, whether he hath sufficient to finish it? Lest haply, after he hath laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. So in there, we are to hate our own life. And so, we are three parts, body, soul, and spirit. And if we take that literally, that we hate our own life, we're going to be suicidal. And I think people that commit suicide physically don't have a proper understanding of their frustration. I think God understands that frustration, and he has a help for us, but it's not to take our physical life. And when we think of the three parts, body, soul, and spirit, it's in the soul realm where this death, this hating our life, this death happens. The soul, when we talk about, I have it marked down. So mind, the mind and the will and emotions, it's our mind and our will and our emotions are the things that need to die, that we can receive spiritual life. So what I had marked down was the soulish things is what needs to die, and new life comes in our, so that's the thing, it's in the mind, will, and emotions where we need to die, but it's also in those areas where we get, where we experience new life as we are born of the Spirit. And I believe it's like the Spirit is complete and whole, but our soul has been corrupted, and it can be changed more and more into the image of Jesus. So now we've looked at 6 references. There's one more that I'll look at, John 12:24. John 12:24-26. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world will keep it into life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. So again, similar words there. The thing I had marked down for here was about God honoring us. And I don't think we always get it right what it means to be honored by God. I don't believe that the way God honors a person is to give him opportunity to preach, or there's a lot of things that are kind of earthly honors, but personally I think the way God honors those that follow him is an overcoming power, that we can overcome sin and have the power to live a life of righteousness. We can't do that on our own. It's only by the grace of God. And as we humble ourselves, God gives grace, and the honor from God is an abundant life. I had looked up the word vulnerable. It's a word that gets used quite a bit, but I think it fits into these verses of being willing to lose our life. So some of the meanings, it's to be easily hurt, harmed, or attacked, or feeling exposed or open to being hurt by what others say. I think we kind of understand what vulnerable means, but these verses that talk about being willing to lose our life, that is very vulnerable. Like, it's not protecting ourselves. We're opened up. But that is where I think it's very important to understand what we open up to. And for example, I know of a man that grew up in the same culture I did, and he had a zeal to pursue God, and I think he somewhat took it literally, the forsake everything. And he was a single man, but he lived in a tent, which is on wherever, moved his tent around, and he ate vegetables, and he read his New Testament. He didn't have a full-time job, but it was kind of a very radical way. And I think his intentions were good. Like, he was just giving up everything, forsaking all and following Jesus. And he would go out and preach in the streets, talk to people. And he was a mild-natured type of person. And I didn't know him that well, but he did come across agnostics that were very influential. And it took some very foundational things out of his life. One of them was the Bible. And he lost his faith totally. And I think it was because of being too vulnerable, he opened himself up completely, and because of influence and debates and knowledge and wise people, he lost his faith. And I met him here not too long ago, and I knew he lost his faith, so I had really shared my testimony of an experience I had of where I was under a lot of mental pressure, and I was able to give it up and experience freedom and peace in my heart. And that really excited him. He liked the zeal he felt, and yet when we talked further, he still didn't. Like, it was all to do with the experience. He didn't make a difference between this God and that God, or Jesus Christ and the Bible was just a book, same as the Quran and any other religion's books. And he did say that he does believe there is a spirit of love, and he said you see it in different communities, how people work together, basically are kind to each other. So he sees that in different communities where there's a spirit of love, but further than that, he wouldn't have faith. So I guess the burden that, or what I really wanted to share, is just we want to be vulnerable so that people can speak into our lives, and that we know what it's meaning when Jesus was saying to lose our life, and that's our own will and in our own mind and our emotions, all this stuff. But one thing we must not allow ourselves to be vulnerable is our faith in the Lord Jesus and the scriptures. Even Jesus relied on the scriptures. For me personally, I don't believe I'm mentally a strong person, but I found mental stability in faith in the scriptures. If you're weak, your mind becomes so confused, but if you really believe the scripture is from God, it helps to make a foundation where your mind actually can function, and you can throw out these lies that will come. We are faced with temptations, and so basically, yeah, I think that was what I wanted to share with you this morning, just that let's be vulnerable, be willing to lose our lives and forsake all for Christ. But that doesn't mean throwing away our faith in Jesus and not throwing away the scriptures. And that's where we cling on to. We don't cling on to our own ideas. We don't need to defend our own thoughts if we have the scriptures for our foundation. So I'll leave you with that, and may the Lord bless each of you.